You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Welcome back. It is Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor with Stephen Cole Smith, and our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Don't forget, they have the restoration rollout going on. They just won a award at SEMA for this 69 C10 truck that they built. There is 24 videos at the Craftsman Club, craftsman.com. You can go to YouTube and search Craftsman there. They have built one of the hottest trucks. You don't win an award at SEMA if it isn't good, because there's about 10,000 other trucks and cars that are that good too. So they have really gone over the top. We're real proud to be working with Craftsman.
I saw the picture of that truck. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And this is one of those deals where normally it looks really good in pictures, and in real life you go, no, this thing looks better in real life. The Roadster shop in Chicago really, really did a good job. Hey, by the way, so you were talking about this whole thing with Ford and the sports car series. That's the 3.5 EcoBoost twin turbo engine. How close to that is, or how close to the cars that we drive is that engine?
You know, that's one of the things that the sports car series is really going to, is trying to get back to where they're using as much of the street technology as they can, because, you know, the tech transfer, they test the parts out, and if they work on a racetrack in 24 hours, you know they're going to last in your car.
Right.
The Taurus Show engine, 70% of that engine is the one that Scott Pruitt and Memo Rojas are going to be starting the Daytona 24 hours with.
Wow.
70% of it, the block, the heads, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, Mazda's doing the same thing. A lot of these guys are using as many parts as they possibly can, not just for cost containment, but because they want to prove them. They want to show that, that it's relevant. And I hate to say it, I love drag racing, but I asked Jamie Allison, you know, the head of Ford Racing, you're kind of getting out of drag racing. You're pulling your support away from John Force and those guys. You're spending more money on sports car racing. And he said, it's not quid pro quo. We're not taking money away from drag racing to put on sports car racing. But I got to admit, this is Jamie talking, the racing is so much more relevant in sports cars. You know, John Force is in a car that's, you know, a Mustang or a Fusion, doesn't look anything like it. He's running 8,000 horsepower. There's really not a single part on John Force's car I can imagine that's on a factory Mustang or any of the other cars. But if Ford indeed wins the 24 Hours of Daytona, wins the championship, wins Sebring, and with a Ganassi team, Scott Pruitt has won it more than anyone else has, they're going to be able to say that there's some real DNA transfer, there's some real tech transfer, there's some real parts that they've tested on the racetrack that you can actually buy from your Ford dealer.
You know, and I had talked to him about that too, because I thought, wow. He goes, and to clarify, he says, we're not pulling out of NHRA, we're not pulling out of drag racing, we're just pulling off of that sponsorship.
Right.
And I went, oh, he says, because for the exact reason you gave. And he says, are you kidding me? He says, every weekend at racetracks all around America and the world, you're going to see Mustangs and every other kind of Ford there. He goes, it's just one sponsorship. And I went, oh.
Right.
Makes a big
right.
difference.
But it's the fact they've had Ford, you know, basically his entire career, and he's losing Castrol, John Force, we're talking about,
right,
after 29 years. But, you know, I'm not worried about John. I mean, you've interviewed him, I've interviewed him. If there's any great spokesman for a product, I mean, basically the way you interview John Force is you sit down with him, turn the tape recorder on, and go, John, how you doing? And then half an hour later, you turn the tape recorder off, you turn the tape over, start it back up, and then that's it. You know, you don't even have to ask a question. He is maybe my favorite interview in all of motorsports, so he's going to do fine. The big news, Courtney Force, the good-looking daughter, dating Graham Rahal. So, if those kids get married, where's that kid going to race? Is he going to go to straight line, or is he going to go on an oval track? Is he going to go on a road course? But anyway, that's the big hot rumor for the National Enquirer portion of stock car racing.
All right. Well, good. And I appreciate all your great information. The only thing you did wrong today.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what a tape recorder is? I don't know what that is.
It's haven't you ever seen a can of oil? Don't you remember a can of oil? I mean, it's or a pension. That's something I don't have that our parents had. I'm sorry. It's like a DVR thing that.
A what?
Hey, you're the one with the equipment that's been breaking down all day. I'm fine here with my steam powered stuff.
I know. Stephen Cole Smith, tell the world where they can find you, brother.
Usually Auto Week magazine, once in a while in the New York Times, BBC.com, Road and Track, Car and Driver. If it prints, I'm probably there somewhere because I cannot hold a job.
There you go. Stephen Cole Smith, the most respected name in motorsports. I'm Alan Taylor. Steve, we'll see you next week. All right, brother?
Great, buddy. Good talking to you. Have a good week.
You too. Everybody, thanks for listening. All things motorsports and stock car racing. This is Stock Car Radio. We'll see you next week. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.